You're listening to All Things Transformers, Episode 22. I'm your host, Steve/Megatron, and joining me as what usual is...
Mike from TFG1. Hello.
Howdy.
How was your weekend?
Not long enough.
You say that all the time.
Yes, and as usual, still not long enough.
Yes. There really isn't that much going on as far as news, so this episode probably will be the shortest we've ever done. Most of the news is toy stuff, and you guys can just go to the websites and look at it. Because I don't support the movie line, I'm not going to talk about the movie line, so...
I have nothing against the movie line, but I don't care to buy them because they don't resemble anything Transformers.
They're Zords from Power Rangers, for Christ's sake.
Even those look more robotic.
Ain't that
I mean, these look like something out of Terminator, almost.
Well, the problem with the movie line is they are so true to the movie design that Bay made up with, you know, all the moving parts being able to be seen. Oh, my God. Give me a break. Damn it. Yeah, it's been a slow weekend. I finished up the movie roundtable episode. That's done. I still have to create an episode order, which I will do later on today after I've gotten some more sleep after we finish recording this. Let's see, I recorded with Geek Tyrant. You can follow, it's geektyrant.com, but it's a... We talked about movies and box office and stuff like that. Talked about Wolverine and all that crap, and I won't be going to see it, and I won't be redboxing it, most likely. I just not interested. Hell, X3 looks better than this thing.
That's what I've heard from various people. I, however, am not going to see the movie in theater. I'll wait until I can get it on my Netflix queue.
Yeah, I don't know. I've heard problems with the way that they design the claws. And you would think that Fox has been doing... The X-Men movies for the last three movies, obviously. They have the rights to the characters, apparently. I wish Marvel would just buy the rights from Fox, buy them back, and do their own X-Men movie like what they did with Iron Man and the Hulk, because Marvel knows, obviously, they know how to make good movies. I mean, because obviously it's their characters, but I don't think that's going to happen. Of course, and again, everything Fox touches goes to hell.
Yep. I'm surprised Marvel hasn't taken over the X-Men series from Fox.
It's got to be something like a certain set amount of year deal. It probably is that Fox owns those characters, which I don't see how Fox... Okay, I understand there's a difference between movie rights and comic rights and all that shit, but I don't see how Fox can own Marvel comic book characters. I can see how Marvel would license them out, but not, you know, not like, quote-unquote, let other people own them. That makes no sense whatsoever.
They probably just have licensed.
Yeah, but anyway, that's what I've been doing this weekend. I watched Animated. Really enjoyed it. I know Sentinels, the Autobot you love to hate, but I wish they would have at least given him a little bit more character development instead of last week, where he gets all this character development with finding out that Alita 1 is gone and is, you know, she's Black Arachnia now, and then this week he's back to his old, you know, ungrateful, over the top.
Douchey self.
Yes. We did see Perceptor and Alpha Trion. Again, I still cannot get over the voice for Perceptor.
It sounds like they got Microsoft Bob or something to record the voice, like some generic voice off of the Microsoft speech-enabled program.
Yeah,
hello,
I don't
we are
know.
Calling you from yes. the planet Cybertron.
Yeah. I'm actually coming around to Animated now that I have the, you know, Transformers Rollout Season 1 and Season 2 DVDs. It's not... I don't dislike it as much as I did at first, and that's only because I now know it was not intended to be a continuation of the first live-action movie. When I first heard about TFA, I was like, okay, they're going to basically continue the storyline from the movie. Now, granted, the storyline from the first movie is all right, but how the hell are you going to animate around that or whatever? And I wasn't thrilled with it whatsoever. And, of course, you know, the first two seasons aired at 10:30 in the morning on Saturdays. And I'm like, okay. I would just never remember. Never remember to watch it, never remember to DVR it. And then, you know, now I have the DVDs. It's not the best TF series, but it's up there higher than
Rid or
the Unicron trilogy or Rid. Yeah, I'd probably rank it 4 out of 5 as far as, like, obviously number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I would probably put it at number 4. So it's kind of weird that it's almost over, supposedly. I'm still holding out hope because I haven't heard official word from anywhere, anybody saying that it's gone. I mean, until Cartoon Network Hasbro or Derek J. Wyatt himself on Twitter says, well, sorry, folks, it's gone. It's dead. You know, until that happens, I'm still holding out hope for season 4.
Yep.
There's only 3 episodes left. This is Why I Hate Machines and Endgame Part 1 and 2.
So, This is Why I Hate Machines is probably going to be a fan zone episode.
Most likely, considering he's only been in Season 3 once or twice as background. I think he's been in a couple episodes. Oh, he was in the, what was the one they had somebody arrested and taken away? Was it Return of... Yeah, it was at the end of Transwarped when they took Headmaster away. He was there in that. And this past week's Decepticon Air, there was a whole bunch of G1 references and cameos. And Swindle directly says the Quintessons and everything else. So, I mean... You know, I like what they're doing. I mean, season 3 has really turned me around to the rest of the series. It's not as bad as I first thought.
Yeah, I have to agree with you on that because I started out watching it full force, and then as time went on, I kind of just lost interest.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it's like I said, I think switching from the 10:30 in the morning on Saturday to the 8 a.m. time slot, I think it gives people a reason to wake up and watch a Saturday morning cartoon. I mean, you know, you have a time slot of 10:30, you're like, oh, okay, so what if I wake up at 9 o'clock and I want to watch it now, you know?
Yeah.
So I think when they moved it to the 8 o'clock slot, which I probably should ask somebody why that change happened, but I think it is a change for the better.
Oh, yeah.
I guess we can move away from TFA. I don't know if this is the entire official list, but BotCon guests now include Greg Berger, Stan Bush, Vince DiCola, which actually... If we had put out the episode 16 TFTM roundtable first, that would have been a TFG1 exclusive because Stan originally told me that he and Vince were going to be performing together at BotCon. David Kay will be returning this year, and Weird Al will be coming to BotCon. Is the latest guest that BotCon.com has up on here. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I would have loved to have gone this year, except for the fact it's on the other side of the U.S. and I have no money to go.
Yes, 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 yes. Hell, even when it was on this side of the U.S., I didn't have any money to go, and I was driving. Well, I wasn't driving, but yeah, you get the point.
Yeah.
I mean, just for the hotel, like, staying over just, you know, for the weekend and... And obviously 2 packages, because I would have to have somebody go with me. to be able to attend all the events. I added it up last year. It was like $1,200. Plus, you're going to want to drop at least a grand in the dealer room, you know, finding whatever you're going to find if you're an obvious, you know, collector of older toys and stuff like that.
Well, oh, yeah.
So, I mean, you know, it's an awful lot of money to drop.
Yeah, I don't know what I would spend there, but I know that I'd want to check out every little event.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forget which, I don't know if it was, it might have been Michael and I discussing it, but I don't know if it was you and I can't remember. BotCon needs to make a DVD. If they made a DVD every year of, like, all the events, like, you can go to YouTube and you can search BotCon 2008 Hasbro panel, and you can catch a very poor video of the Hasbro panel, but you're not going to be able to hear anything. Well, if BotCon did it themselves, they could market it. They could sell it for whatever they want to sell it for. I mean, hell, I'd pay $20 to see a, you know, 1 to 2 hour BotCon DVD. You know, have all the most important panels and stuff like that, and, you know, have a little bit of the dealer room, and then have kind of like fan reaction stuff like that. But I seriously doubt that they'll ever do that.
Yeah, we talked about that in a previous episode.
Did we? I thought it was somebody else, but I can't remember. Okay, 6:25 in the morning. My brain isn't awake yet. And it probably won't be either.
Yeah, we're all pretty fried.
Yes.
But yeah, that would be awesome to have a BotCon video to look back at with the interviews after the fact. And I think we're going to jump ship over to the Transformer the Movie final teaser trailer, basically. Whatever the hell they're calling it.
Yeah, whatever they're calling it. Trailer number 3.
Yeah, it's trailer number 3, but they're calling it final trailer, so who knows what the hell is going on with that.
Yeah, I'm not really sure. When I first saw that first teaser, not the first teaser, the Show West stuff, I'm like, okay, this is basically a PG-13 Megan Fox stripped down movie, because that's half the first clip with him with Sam and I almost said Spike, because that's what it fucking should be, is Spike, not Sam. The first clip with Sam and Bumblebee, she goes out and starts undressing. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
And then the robot stuff looks awesome in the new trailer. So that's really cool.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be very, very action packed.
Oh yeah.
And it shows how Megatron comes back as well.
Oh, does it? I just watched it to watch it. I didn't really watch it to analyze it. And I don't know.
Well, some of the cons go underwater when they land, and Megatron's down there.
I do remember that now. Yep. I still say Shia looks like he's on fucking drugs.
Probably was.
I mean, I know he got injured during filming, and they filmed around it, but he just doesn't... If you take the trailer, whatever you take... teaser, trailer, whichever trailer you want to use for a comparison to the for the new movie, to the DVD of the old movie. Now, I know people age in 2 years, but, I mean, the kid looks like he's hopped up on meth. I mean, it's just the way it looks to me. I don't know why. I mean, it's just the way he looks to me, and I don't really know why. One of our, for some odd reason, one of our members on the forums says that he is not going to bother going to see the movie, which I think that doesn't make him a fan. I mean, I'm sure he's a fan, but, I mean, anybody who's a Transformers fan is going to go see this movie. I mean, I said on Geek Tyrant last night, we were having a discussion between kid-friendly action movies, you know, family-friendly action movies and action movies in general, for the summer. I guarantee you there is going to be thousands of parents all across this country that take their 6 to 10 year old kid to see Transformers. Granted, Transformers is not a kid-friendly action movie, but it's Transformers. I mean, you've got fans everywhere that get their wives, their kids, their girlfriends, their family members into the fandom.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I was on Skype yesterday with Pia. We were doing the TFTM roundtable, the last clip for that, and before we started recording, his little daughter comes in and goes, "Look, Daddy, Mommy transformed Universe Paraglide halfway all by herself," and he shouts out to his wife, "You're learning, honey."
That's funny.
So I mean, you know, it's like Transformers fandom is everywhere. That's bottom line issue. And if you're a fan, I don't care, you know, what you say on forums or whatever, you're going to go see this movie. You're going to be so hyped up about it and whatever else, you're going to go see it in theaters. Because it's live-action Transformers. Regardless if the story sucks, regardless if Michael Bay is directing it, for me, as long as Cullen does Prime, I'll go watch anything.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's just me, though. I mean, I understand everybody's different. But, you know, and hell, Welker's going to be Soundwave. I mean, how can you not go see that? I don't know how that they're going to do the whole voice filter thing. I don't know how much of his actual voice, of Welker's real voice, and the original G1 version of Soundwave is going to... I don't know how they're going to... I don't want to say copycat, but that's the best way. That's the best word I can use to describe. I don't know how they're going to pull that off, but I'm still going to go see it regardless.
Oh yeah.
So I mean, only thing is, I haven't seen. Of course, lately I've only been watching Cartoon Network and Disney Channel, but I haven't seen a lot of the. A lot of the trailer on TV. I know it just premiered last week, but you would think that they would show it more and more on TV as it gets obviously closer and closer to the movie.
Yeah, I mostly see the Star Trek trailer over this one.
Yeah, well, then again, it doesn't come out for another month. I'm sure as soon as Star Trek comes out, and it'll start kicking, TF will start kicking into high gear. I still want to know what the official title is, because I understand it's Transformers Revenge of the Fallen, but, you know, people say TF2 or Transformers 2 or whatever else. I mean, most sequels have a 2 or a Roman numeral 2 or something in it. This apparently doesn't. It's just Transformers Revenge of the Fallen. I don't know.
I think it's, as they say, it is Revenge of the Fallen, and that's it.
Yeah.
But only time will tell.
Yep.
I'm not going to bother making speculation on that at this point, because there's just no way to tell.
No. I think you're right. I think they're just going to eventually win the... I think... Let's see, it's a June release. The DVD will probably be out between October and Christmas, I think. That's usually about the... It's usually about 6 months on stuff like that. It'll probably just say, like you said, Transformers Revenge of the Fallen. It won't even use a number or a numeral, which is, I guess, is fine. But for me, obviously, if you're going to make a sequel, you have to have the 2, 3, 4, whatever.
Yeah.
But that's just me. I don't know. I'm spitting out ideas over here.
And... when do you guess the movie's going to come out on DVD? Because I kind of think it's going to come out sometime in October.
Let's see. I'm going to actually cheat, and I'm going to look at a website and see if they even have it listed yet. If I can find the stupid tab for the website. I think, just me personally, without obviously looking it up, I think they're going to aim it more towards like probably the end of October, like Halloween or Thanksgiving or possibly Christmas. I mean, because it's releasing June 16th here. It's, say, depending on how well it does, which I don't see it not doing well, Say June, July, October, that's nice. June, July, October, that's skipping a few months. June, July, August, September, October, 5 months is too short, I think, but...
It's about what it came out after the last movie, though.
I don't know, maybe I'm just going off the Dark Knight releases and when that came out. Let's see if it lists anything. This says in theaters. It doesn't give a projected date on videoeta.com as far as when it will be on DVD. Usually they give projected like month, but since it hell it isn't even out yet, they're not doing that now. So I don't know. I personally think they're gonna wait till Christmas time because that's when they're gonna get the big bucks in. You know, they'll probably re-release the toys, or probably, you know, not really re-release the toys, but have the stores restock the toys for the Christmas season, and they'll probably put out some sort of DVD special edition type deals. Like, I know with the first one, they're floating around somewhere on the internet somewhere is a Steelbook edition of the first, a Steelbook 2-disc edition of the first one that wasn't in stores. Yeah, I don't know. I say Christmas, but I could be wrong.
Yeah.
Yep. And then what else is going on? We got any other news?
I was actually just going to start a new piece to the podcast. We'll do a discussion episode next time.
Okay.
But the most popular topic in the forums right now, I would have to say, is the beatdown of Springer, which started out as "Hi." It was originally his intro to the site, and from there ended up with a beatdown bash on all things Springer.
Oh, shit.
Again, I would like to welcome our member Springer, as well as everyone else that has posted in this post, but...
Yes.
It is a hilarious post at that.
Oh my god, yeah, it's just nuts. It's, for one thing, he is a G1 fan, which I commend him on that. But it is so, so funny. I mean, I may actually start getting... I may go to the first page of the post, I may copy that link, and start posting it everywhere just to say, hey, read this forum post, you know, because it is so funny.
Yeah, it is at that, because it keeps going and going.
I made a comment earlier this weekend, I didn't even know, I was just checking it, Rampage had done a new post and I didn't remember if I had read it or not, and Rampage on the forums, not Rampage from the cartoon. He had made a post and I wasn't sure if I read it or not, so I went back and I looked at it and I'm like, wait, this thing has 10 pages? And I even said that, and he goes, well, yeah, that's why I moved it from the newbie gathering over to Members Hangout, because obviously it's taken a... It's probably the only forum post that we have that's pretty much taken a life of its own.
Yeah, I'd have to say that it did.
Yes, which, very much so.
Which is weird in itself for a high topic to turn into that, but...
Yeah, ain't that the truth? I'm actually looking at the last page now because I think Springer added something. I don't know when.
This morning.
Yeah. No. Sorry, folks. I'm just reading the post. No, Springer was not supposed to succeed Rodimus Prime. What the hell is wrong with this guy? Ah, I'm going to have to reply to that in a minute, but yeah, I am definitely going to this first page, and I'm going to get that link, because it is just hilarious. I've never seen a forum thread like this just sprawl into what it is sprawled into. Oh my god. That is so funny.
And on that note, we'll probably have more, like probably one or two more ATTFs maybe before the time I get married.
Yes, the hiatus, I believe. Well, for TFG1, the hiatus starts this Friday. This Friday will be episode 16. It will be the epic movie roundtable episode with Stan Bush and with several other Transformers fans. I wish I could have gotten us all together on one day. And let me just say now, for those who listen to both ATTF and TFG1, please bear with us, because episode 16 with the fan commentaries with myself and Steve and Birdman and me and a few other people, it's going to be such a jumbled mess. Because, I mean, the audio is going to be, you know, good audio, but it's just going to be such a jumbled mess because I have all the same views. I mean, yeah, I relate the same views that are in our clip to others, and they kind of bounce off and they kind of either agree or disagree, but just bear in mind that it wasn't scheduled correctly, and the reason why that was because not everybody has the same schedule. Mike Birdman Dodd from This Week in Geek, who's an awesome guy, he's doing his press tour right now. I think he's still in Dallas. He goes back up to Canada, I think, Wednesday. He didn't have time in May, because normally we record 1 week before the release. So, like, it would be Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday of that weekend before the next episode release. And he just wasn't going to have any time in May, and I wanted to get him on for his thoughts on the movie, because Mike is a huge Transformers fan like we are, and then everybody else just kind of came together. So, yeah, just bear in mind, we'll put some good stuff in there. I did get quote-unquote official permission from Stan to use his music, so we do have Stan Bush's blessing to put in the touch and Dare, and I'll probably have you put in some other stuff, probably Till All Are One and something else. I don't know. I haven't figured that out yet. Do you have a projected date when you want the last ATTF to be, or I know you're going to be gone the last 2 weeks, but, I mean, is there a certain Saturday that you want the last one to be?
Well, considering we're recording this one early this week for this week, and there may be a following one this weekend with discussion.
Yes.
We'll probably have another one next week, and
so the 16th, which is next Saturday. Not this Saturday, but the following week, that'll be it.
Yeah.
Okay. And then June 5th is when we will return. June 5th we'll return with episode 17 of TFG1, which starts season 3 with Five Faces of Darkness. I don't know when Michael and I are going to record that. Haven't figured that out yet. I got to look at the calendar, and I kind of want to time it to where it's not recorded so early that it dates itself, because I think that's part of my problem. When I did the pre-recorded episodes, they pretty much dated themselves fairly fast, because obviously the new topics that came up those weeks that it was released instead of the weeks that were recorded, it was, yeah, so I'm going to get with him and see what his schedule is. What else did you want to talk about?
I think that's about it.
Yes, GeekCastRadio.com is slowly but surely coming up. Actually, it's funny, iPhone Docked on Twitter, at iPhone Docked, it's a podcast and a website all about the iPhone. He sent me a at reply, mention, whatever the hell they're calling it now, about the new, and I know you don't have iPhone, but the new Twitterific 2.0. And apparently they've been working on this thing for months. And it's going to have a whole bunch of new features. Part of my problem with the current version is it does not allow to retweet. And that's why, you know, when Steve Saylor always says, oh, retweet this or retweet that or do this or do that. And I'm like, I got to wait till I get back to the computer. I can't do it from my iPhone, damn it. So this new version is going to have a whole bunch of new features with the addition of being able to log into multiple accounts at the same time. So do not be surprised, people, if you see Geekcast Radio posts and Beast Unleashed posts from me all at the same time, because I'll have all three accounts on my iPhone.
Nice.
Yeah, obviously, once Steve gets back from the honeymoon and everything else, Geekcast Radio is really going to take off. Yes. Oh, yeah, we should also mention your big day, the big day thread, almost turned into the high thread, and I put that to a stop immediately. I said, this is not going to turn into what the high thread turned into. Because somebody, I forget who it was, I think it might have been Rampage, made a comment about something weird or something, or might have been Springer, I don't know. I said, no, this is not going to turn into the high thread.
Yeah, they jumped pretty quick on that one.
Yeah, I jumped pretty quick on that one.
Yeah, you did too.
I did not want to quote-unquote ruin the thread, seeing as how it's all about you getting married. But yeah, hopefully the site and the forums don't go to hell while you're gone. I guess I can pretty much up my administration stuff and kind of watch out for crap and keep a certain stiff Brett under control. Or I could just anger him to the point where he just doesn't want to come back. I can be very mean.
Okay, calm down with that.
That's funny, though.
And I think on that note, we're going to end this episode.
Well, at least it wasn't a train wreck.
No. Yes, definitely not.
It's very, very funny. So I guess we will see you folks later.
Yep, and this is Steve / Megatron signing off.
Bye.
From smoke and carbon monoxide detectors to fire extinguishers and more, Hitta Home Safety Products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Did you know that your detectors need to be replaced every 5 to 10 years? Hitta detectors feature enhanced sensing technology that reduces false alarms and fast alerts for more time to get out safely. Visit us in-store or on Menards.com and shop our great selection of Hitta safety products. Save